today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
And more fills than Jimmy Chamberlain played on the first three Smashing Pumpkin albums combined. Hey everybody, welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this final new music of March 2025 episode. And it's me who's going to put a little capper on it for you with two records I want to mention briefly to close this all out. But first I want to thank everybody for contributing to this month's new music. I think it was fantastic. It's one of the best ones we've had since February new music. I mean, it's that good. I just love this time of the month when we get to do this and check out so much good new music. And thanks, everybody. And I want to say special thanks to Liam McIndoe for coming up big and doubling down. And we heard him yesterday. And I want to talk about a couple of episodes Liam was on right now because here's new music I want to mention. And the first of those two is a record by a band called Def Heaven. And Def Heaven have been one of my favorite groups since 2013 when I somehow got their record Sunbather. And I got into it and I started listening to it. And then it took a while, but eventually it just really, really started growing on me. It's like this record that would just unfold on you, and there are all these little layers and little side pockets all inside this big metal mass of noise and heavy guitars, and I loved it. And they've only put out six albums. The new album they have out that came out in March is called Lonely People with Power. It's their sixth LP. It's on Roadrunner Records, their first record for the label. The lineup in this album is the same as it was on their 2021 album, Infinite Granite. George Clark on vocals, Kerry McCoy on guitar, Shiv Mehra on guitar, Chris Johnson on bass, and Daniel Tracy on drums. And if you go back to episode 2062, that was posted earlier this year, Liam McIndoe is talking about the lead single from this new record, a song called Magnolia. And if you have time and you like Def Heaven and you don't remember, go back and listen to that because it was a very insightful call talking about Def Heaven, who made a radical change. And I'll read something to you in just a minute to recap sort of where it is. And they made a radical change on their fifth album, Infinite Granite. They turned into a little more of a almost shoegazy type of band and toned down the vocals, and they weren't sort of distorted and all that, but Liam gets into that great. And he at one point says the new song Magnolia was a positive step backwards. But the thing about Def Heaven for me is that I just love their records so much, and they don't come around that much. Sunbather 2013, New Bermuda 2 years later, 2015, Ordinary Corrupt Human Love 2018, that's 3 years, and then three more years before Infinite Granite, and here 4 years, Lonely People with Power. So every time one comes out, I just feel like it's kind of an event, and it's to be cherished, and just I think they're an amazing guitar band. I really do, and I just love what they do, and I take each album as it is, and I don't necessarily, I just try to savor them the best I can. And I think that's kind of what Liam was saying too. But you can also go back, if you want to go all the way back in the stacks to episode 1160, Liam is also talking about a song from Infinite Granite called Great Mass of Color. A very interesting call as well, as his calls always are. And we are going to do that episode together, those episodes, the week we have planned, we are going to do that. Anyway, there's a great review in the online magazine Stereo Gum, written by a writer called Michael Nelson. And I encourage you, if you like Def Heaven, to go read this. It's very, very long. I'm going to read something that's pretty long to you right now. This is just a small extract from this big, long piece that he did. So if you like them, so if you're a Def Heaven fan, go seek out this article. It's going to take you a while to read. You can probably listen to a good chunk of the album by the time you're finished reading it. Okay, so here's what I want to read to you from Michael Nelson on Stereo Gum. Quote, "You might think that the returning lineup would result in a similar approach to the music as the last album, but as you're surely already aware, assuming you've heard anything off the album by now, that's simply not the case here. Lonely People with Power sounds basically nothing like Infinite Granite. That's most immediately evident in the vocals. Here we have screamies galore. The screamies are robust, and the speed is fast, and the guitars are nasty." Later it says, "It's not wall-to-wall brutality. It wouldn't be Def Heaven if it were, but nothing here is without some weight, some mass, some kick. The album abounds with such riches. There are double bass rolls and blast beats and more fills than Jimmy Chamberlain played on the first three Smashing Pumpkin albums combined. Faster, too. There are filthy breaks and beatdown slams. There are dizzying progressions delivered at dizzying velocities. And there's a 16-cylinder low end under the hood holding it all together, all these frenetic elements, so they don't just fly away. There's a fat stack of styles contributing to this thing's heft, too. Atmospheric black metal, old school death metal, DSBM, USBM, thrash metal, groove metal, goth metal, post metal, etc., etc., etc. It's just an orgy of sound, a feast of metal, like a 20-car pileup. Metal all crashed and smashed into other metal, layers of metal upon metal, metals all the way down." It's really a great piece. And in this piece, he also says that Infinite Granite is his personal favorite Def Heaven album. So another reason to go read it. So with that, I will mention that's all correct. There's 12 tracks on this record, but there are three incidentals. They're all called Incidental 1, 2, and 3. 2 minutes, 4 minutes, and 56 seconds to start it all off. And that's, you know, kind of a Def Heaven thing to do. Just drop in these little sort of atmospheric breaks that come up. And it gives your ears a little break. And from the Screamies, and I don't know, it's another Def Heaven album, and to me that's a treasure. So let's hear a little bit of the song The Garden Root from Lonely People with Power, the new album from Def Heaven. Thank you. right. The other record I want to mention, and I know I said I was going to be brief and then I rambled on for a long time. The record I want to mention is by a group called The Loft, and it came out on March 14th last month. And this is an incredible story, okay? If you go back and listen to episode 1937 and 1938, there were book nooks. Vasant Ramamurthy joined me, and we discussed a book that he was kind enough to put in my possession. And the book was called The Creation Record Story. My Magpie Eyes Are Hungry for the Prize, written by David Cavanaugh. And in that, somewhere along the lines in those episodes, we discussed a band called The Loft. They were one of the early signings to Creation Records. And they put out an early single called Why Does the Rain? And they recorded a BBC radio session in 1984 and had a great single called Up the Hill and Down the Slope, which we may have played on one of those episodes. And then they broke up. That was it. Before, as one writer said recently, before shoegaze was a twinkle in creation's eye. So essentially the story here is more than 40 years after forming, they've released their debut album. So that's wild. They got back together a few years back. I'm not even sure how long, and have been playing intermittently, but they finally put an album out, and I think that should be celebrated. Old guys making music after 40 years of forming. That's something close to my heart. So I want to mention that to everybody. The record is called Everything Changes, Everything Stays the Same. I find it to be a very pleasant, jangly, nice experience. And I just think it should be celebrated for stick-to-itiveness and never giving up and going back to where you started from and all that. Good things to do. If you have an original idea you believed in, you can definitely follow up with it. So I think it's a cool story, and I think it's great. And, you know, they look like they started 40 years ago, and I love that too. They don't have beards and long, full heads of hair, so it's great. All right, so we'll hear a song from that record, Everything Changes, Everything Stays the Same. We'll go with the opening track, Feel Good Now, for the final selection of March 2025 New Music. Thanks, everybody, for listening. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster. On behalf of all the New Music contributors, thank you very, very much. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Is a tangled knot.
So pour it out, drink it down. I don't want to feel good tomorrow. I want to feel good now. Feel good now. Bring the bottle over here. Pour it out, drink it down.
Metal all crashed and smashed into other metal. Layers of metal upon metal. Metals all the way down.